Hello, 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 my bedroom playmate. Welcome to the new year 2015. I am Mika Ray, and I have Shonda Ray with me. Hey, Shonda.
Hey, Mika. You look beautiful this evening.
Why, thank you, my love. I really appreciate that. So you all, we are listening to the G-Spot on blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So I hope you all are ready for tonight's topic. As I have been reading and interacting with everyone in the post on the invite regarding cleaning the kitchen. So we want to start the new year off with fresh, smelling and tasty coochie. Okay? So, Shonda, are you ready to get into this conversation tonight?
Yes, I am absolutely ready. What better way to start the new year off?
Right, because, you know, we get new loves. We have Valentine's Day coming. And we don't want to have a romantic evening and then we have the not-so-fresh smell going on down there, do we?
Absolutely. This is the gift that you want to present well. You want it well packaged. You want it appealing when they open it. It's important.
And you want it to smell well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like flowers and roses, if we can manage that.
Yes, certain flowers. You know, some flowers may not have a, maybe cactus. Kind of,
well,
we don't want to offer. I don't know, Mika.
Well, I think cactus is more of a plant. So I wanted to start the conversation off tonight because, oh my gosh, people were really, really, really putting their thoughts into the different names of what we call the vagina. And the reason why I put that in there is because it seems like we're so uncomfortable with the term vagina, and we're uncomfortable talking about it. So I wanted to lighten things up a little bit and talk about what people call their vagina. You know, what do you call it? And there are some funny, funny names out there, and I was cracking up. But at least it got the conversation started. I simply stick with pussy, I mean, to be honest. And a lot of people hate it.
Yeah, I saw the names. I don't know what to call it. It's almost like you're not supposed to call it. I just don't know what to call it. Just call it it. You know, down there.
Yeah, down there. But the thing is this, the more comfortable we are with addressing it, you know, addressing it with a name, and the more comfortable that we become with looking at it, the easier it will be for us to take care of it and make sure we're doing what we need to do in order for it to not become infectious or smelly. So we have to be comfortable giving it a name as well as looking at it, becoming one with it, and knowing that it's ours and we take care of it no matter what. And I do think it's definitely a good thing to learn the scientific name, of course, the vagina. So we do need to know that. But if you feel more comfortable saying, like, I'm just going to read some of the things some people put. They put veggie. I don't know what veggie means, but veggie. Pom-pom. I think I've heard pom-pom before.
Mm-hmm.
Red hole. Red hole. You know, I don't know if I want to necessarily invite people to a red hole, but you know.
I don't want to. You don't know why it's. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I don't get that one. Pie pie meat or pee pee meat? I don't know.
Pee pee meat.
I don't know. It was P-I-P-I. I don't know if that's pie-pie meat or pee-pee meat. I don't know how they're pronouncing it. If you're out there, you wrote this one, please press 1 so I could talk to you about that. Let's see what some other interesting ones. Splits, that's different. Splits. Juice box.
Juice box isn't bad.
Yeah. Because some coochies are very juicy.
Well, you don't want it to be ushy gushy, though. You know, that's a different. Is that a different show? Ushy gushy? That's just on topic.
Yeah, I think that's on topic. But you know what? Some people like ushy gushy. So, you know, I think it depends on the person. Is it going to be ushy gushy? Pot of gold. I like that one. Pot of, I think he was trying to say gold with a G-O-L-D. But pot of gold, I think that's a good one.
Yeah,
now, somebody said, you like that one?
Yeah,
someone said, go ahead, sorry.
No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Someone said tongue rest. Tongue rest. You know, that may be a little vulgar. And it came from a man, so I think that's probably why it came out that way.
Please tell him to press 1 and explain why that's sexy.
Please.
And maybe it's not supposed to be.
Right. If you're one of the ones that call it a tongue rest, please press 1 so I can talk to you. While we're talking, I have someone that pressed 1. So I'm going to bring them on really quickly. Then we're going to move to the next topic. Hang on. 1987 are the last 4 digits. 1987.
Hi. Hey. Hi. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Anyway, I wanted to ask the question of what's the name of the topic tonight?
So it
is. I didn't get the name.
Oh, the topic is cleaning the kitty, making sure you have a clean vagina for the year 2015.
What was the red hole? What was that?
Well, that was somebody naming the vagina the red hole.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I thought I had misheard that. That's what they said, for real. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. They call it the red hole.
Okay. That's
Do you have a name for it?
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, I don't. I mean, you know, the vajayjay, that's what I call it.
Okay, vajayjay, that's a good, innocent name. So we can stick with that one.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say on this topic?
No, I'm going to just listen in.
Okay, well, we appreciate you. You know, I love you very much, Mother.
I love you, too.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Okay,
bye-bye.
Stay on the line. Okay, I have 577-676, you're on.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hey.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, you're
Thank
on.
Thank you for choosing my number. I was shocked.
You're welcome.
I was speechless. But what were we talking about? Some of the names?
Yes. What do you call the vagina?
Kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty.
Oh, okay. Now tell me, why is that a good name for you? Because you say, here, kitty, kitty.
Here, kitty, 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 come here.
Does it come when you call it?
Huh?
Does it come when you call it?
Yes, it do. It already be laying right there.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Okay. We want to know if it stopped by the tub. We want to know if it stopped by the soap and water before it got to the bed.
Yeah, it did. Washed out and everything. Ain't nothing like taking a fresh shower before you get into it.
Okay.
You wash her, she wash yours. Y'all good.
I know that's right. Well, we definitely appreciate you sharing your thoughts about a clean kitty. So we're going to go on. What we're going to do now is go to a song, and the song is Juicy Fruit. Shonda, how do you pronounce this this group's name again now?
It's Fruit. I believe it's Into Me.
Into Me. Okay, so Into Me, Juicy Fruit. So we'll play that. Then we come back. I want to discuss what I put in the group earlier as well. I put in there a question. So you all think about it. And like I said, press 1 when you're ready to comment. And I will get to you. The question is, how do you address the topic of a smelly or distasteful vagina to your partner? So if your partner
Ew.
Is smelly and they're not tasting right, or, you know, you're having sex with them and they don't smell right, how do you talk to them about it? And is that even something you should talk to them about? So that's what we're going to address next. And after that, we're going to get into some tips about keeping the vagina clean, and we'll talk about shaving habits and how you can make it a little bit more tasteful. So let's play. You said it's into me.
Yeah.
We're going to play them next. Okay.
Girl.
Hello. Okay, so welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray on WJBR Blog Talk Radio Show. Now, I love that song, Shonda.
Juicy Fruit.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs. You know, I love a lot of old school music. It's more, I don't know, it's classy. They tell you what they want to do, no matter how they want to do you, but they're telling you in a way that's still sexy. It's not vulgar. It's not crazy. So I love it.
Yeah, I guess that was a pretty good song.
Okay. Yeah.
They were one hit wonder again. Yeah.
They had another hit, I think, called Me and You or something like that. Don't be talking about that.
Find it. Okay.
I'll probably play it next. Actually, I have it. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. You're the only person that has it.
No, me and Javon.
The only two. Right.
Okay, so back to the topic. So I think that it can be quite uncomfortable to talk to your partner about their vagina. This is for men or women. You know, men who have a girlfriend, wife, or women who are dating women. It may be a quite uncomfortable subject to talk to them about. However, it needs to be talked about because sometimes that woman, you know, may not know what she's smelling like or what's going on down there or that the consistency in her fluid has changed. And she may not know that, but because if you're a regular down there, you would know the... Stop laughing, Shonda. I'm serious. You would know when a change has come because you know the taste. You also know the way it looks. You know the consistency of it. If your mouth is down there or hand or your penis is down there, whatever. So how do you approach this topic? Anyone has anything they want to say about that, or have you had an experience where you were having sex with someone and their vagina was smelly and you want to share it? Please share what you said. How did you resolve the issue? How did you approach it with your partner at that time? Shonda, do you have any stories relating to that?
Yeah, I don't know, but one of my stories is just horrible. But what I wanted to say was, I don't understand how someone could have a smelly cooch and not know it before I know it. It's just like, you know how a lot of women prepare, well, people in general, they prepare a nice meal for you to eat and the food is prepared so nicely and they've taken time and they're looking at it and making sure that it looks appealing to you and appetizing. So I'm thinking, I've always... even as a teenager, I've gotten a mirror and put it down there so I could see it myself because I want to see it before anyone else sees it. So, you know, the way it's shaved needs to look nice. Everything, the whole presentation, and I know some may be a little bit squeamish about this, but I would probably want to know what it tasted like before somebody else. I'm not meaning, you know, I'm not getting all graphic and into that, but I do think that you should get to know yourself a little there before anybody else does, and then there's no surprise because I'd be really, really upset if someone opened their legs and it smelled foul because your nose is closer to it than mine is. But you should have known that first.
I think that's a very good point to make. And that goes along with what I was saying earlier. You need to know what it looks like. You need to know what it tastes like, too, actually. And I don't think that's vulgar because at the end of the day, I always tell people this is a late night, 10 o'clock show. So big girl panties, big man boxers on. And, you know, we just keep it moving because we do talk about those things. But, yeah, you should taste yourself. You should know what it tastes like. And you should want to know what it tastes like before somebody else go down there and start tasting on it. Because if it tastes bad, then you can say, you know what, I don't think I want you down there. Or maybe I need to go and have a checkup by my gynecologist.
Right. You know when it's pretty. Just look at it. And if it looks good, ask yourself when you're looking, would I touch that? And then go from there.
Would I want to touch this vagina? Would I want to put my mouth on it? Would I want to put my hands inside of it? Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great
point.
Yeah. Now, how would you feel? I do actually, before I go to this next question, I have someone who wants to speak. 8198. 8198, you're on.
Hey there. Happy New Year, Sean, Tamika. How you all doing?
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say, you know, not all people's taste buds are olfactory lobes. Those are the lobes that help you smell in the same. And, you know, you may be detecting something different that may be pleasant versus someone else. So I would think just practice proper hygiene, whatever is suggested for proper hygiene. And so far as how the genitalia area looks, you know, everybody has different tastes. I mean, some people don't like to shave, depending on what cultures you're dealing with and what background and things like that. Shaving actually isn't the best thing to do, but that gets into different societies and things like that, because the hair that's placed on our bodies, under our arms and our genitals, actually protects us. And when we shave, especially as women, a lot of things we're open up to versus how culture guides men to live, for example, breast cancer. a lot of times it's not just genetic. The first ingredient in aluminum and deodorant is aluminum, and when we shave under our arms in this culture, even though we think it looks good health-wise, it's not good for us, because when you shave, that thin layer of skin that you take off under your arms opens you up to that first ingredient of aluminum, which is found to be a contributor towards helping breast cancer cells grow. But anyway, let me just go back to our soul and get back to the vagina.
Well, you gave some good points, because I don't wear deodorant.
I don't either. I do sometimes, but not all the time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But no, you go ahead. I just thought you made a great point there.
Yeah, thank you. That means a lot, coming from someone that I admire.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, so far as the look, you know, like I said, everybody doesn't shave. So it's all about what you're comfortable with, and try not to get into, well, I'm going to do this because I think someone else will like it. Maybe if you're not shaved in the genitalia areas, if you express why you like it and you're clean, maybe someone else will like it, or vice versa. Maybe you'll shave and someone's not used to having a shaved genitalia area, and they may like it all in how you present yourself. But just keep aware that what you may taste, if you taste your secretions, or what you may smell, may be totally different from a person that is smelling or tasting based on their diet, because I'm a vegetarian, and stuff like that. So that's what I wanted to say. And thank you all for listening.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. I thank you for thank you for your feedback. And I do agree that your taste may not be, you know, exactly, of course, what someone else tastes on you. I think the main point is this, knowing that you, so if I know today that if I'm touching my secretions and it is a little bit thicker than normal, and, you know, if I did happen to taste it, and it tastes a little weird to me from normal, I guess, normal than what I've tasted myself to taste like, then I know this may be an indication that something is going on. So I may need to keep a close watch on it. And if something persists from that, then I may need to go ahead and go to the gynecologist before it becomes something worse. So
Most
I think
definitely.
That was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying most definitely, you're right, the thickness, the salty, no taste, no smell. Yes, you're absolutely right, yeah.
And I think this does take us into the conversation of, I had someone write on in the Facebook invite, and she said, okay, I definitely want a clean punani to feast gently on, but I do love the natural essence of a woman, meaning I love to wake up in it. If you feel better to have a towel, wet wipe, or whatever by the bed, that's cool, but I don't want you to go take a shower and put on scents that take away or make me gag. And that just brought me back to what we are going to talk about. There are some things that you may not want to put down there on your vagina. Like, you don't want to put perfumes. Perfumes can, of course, cause irritation down there, burning of some sort, or it can lead to an infection. But then if you have someone that is going down there to perform oral sex on you, then they have to taste that stuff that you've placed down there too, and it could cause some type of allergic reaction or a horrible taste to them as well. But you want to be careful of what you are using down there to clean yourself or to even freshen up. A wet wipe, I think, is pretty okay, or even those the Cottonelle wipes that you can use instead of toilet paper. Those things are okay because they, a lot of the times they're a little bit, they're not perfumey. And I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Dushing. Shonda, I know we talked a little bit about dushing earlier. I don't know if you remember before we started the show. But dushing is one of the things I know that a lot of people love to dush. And they sometimes even your gynecologist would say dush. My gynecologist, all of them, have always said not to dush. And if I have to, that's what your gynecologist told you as well?
No, the gynecologist was saying, you know, sometimes dush, but most of the time don't, because the natural flora of the vagina gets disrupted. Just like taking antibiotics, it's not good because you mess up the natural white blood cells and the natural way the body fights. So, you know, they say do sometimes with a vinegar water type thing, but don't make it a habit. Let your body flow on its own, because it will do that because of gravity and the position of the vagina. But you know, I know it's a diverse call base. What I kind of want to say, I'm not going to say, but I can say it this way. The culture that many of us have been put in makes us sometimes take on practices that's not good for people. So, you know, a lot of things that people do really isn't the best thing for them to do, just as a people, as a culture. But, you know, we get caught up in these practices and different things, because of Mika, and you know what is socialization. That's the word.
We
get socialized based on our society, and these practices are proven to be detrimental to many people. Because I'm not going to say it's, because I know this is a diverse show. We're taking on practices that's killing us. And just talking about women, because only women have vaginas. Well, no, not all women, but people make vaginas, or people are born with vaginas, and how you care for a vagina, there are healthy ways to do it. And douching sometimes is okay, but douching all the time, after every period, after every sex act, every other day, and you could just Google it. From what I'm understanding, it's not the best practice, because the body is going to take care of itself. And what you put in your mouth, too, helps yourself to be healthier, too.
That is definitely true. And what douching does is actually change the level, your pH level in your vagina. So that is the actual problem with douching on a constant or a consistent basis. It's reducing the acidity, and the acidity in your vagina that you have is there to prevent infections, the bacterial infections from building up into your vagina. So that is the reason why they say definitely not to douche as often. Some people gave great tips. So when they wrote in here about dishing, a lot of people say, well, you know, well, you can use just plain vinegar and water. And I think one young lady wrote in there that her gynecologist told her to, you know, if you buy the store-bought dish thing, then you could just pour it out and put in vinegar or water. I suggest just buying a personal dish, your own one, and you can fill that up with vinegar and water, a little bit vinegar and water. You don't even have to buy the store-bought one to pour out. You could just buy your own dish, and you can fill it up yourself if that's something you want to do every once in a while. But someone, I think you mentioned it, and what is your name? I'm sorry.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, you could just call me Natural.
Oh, okay. I'll call you Natural. But
okay.
You mentioned it. You mentioned that earlier about antibiotics, and I went into my gynecologist a few months ago, and I thought that I was coming down with some type of bacterial infection, but I wasn't even coming down with anything. But I just thought it, so I went in and I was checked, and she said I was fine. And then she said, you know, if you ever feel like you're having a bacterial infection, just let your body cleanse itself, because it will, as soon as you have your cycle, most times it reset the vaginal pH level. So a lot of times that wipes out whatever bacterial infection you may have been exposed to. But she also mentioned the antibiotics, how a lot of times we're prescribed antibiotics to kill off a bacterial infection, but that can lead to a yeast infection because of the antibiotic that you're taking. And then antibiotics are also pretty bad for your liver as well. So, okay. Any other thoughts, Shonda, or Natural?
Oh, no. Thank you for letting me comment.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and commenting. I really do. Thank you so much for the support.
Oh, you're
Thanks
welcome.
A lot.
Always, always.
Thank you.
Okay.
You say you're trying to what now?
I'm trying to get somebody else to call in also, so I'm trying to get that information because I know she has something to say too.
Oh, okay, great. Do you need the number?
No, 996-5394. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you so much. Well, keep listening. If you have something else to say, definitely let us know. We are here. So we're going to move to another song, and then we're going to come back with some more tips on cleaning the vagina. And we are going to address that shaving that you talked about, Natural. And then we will talk about the foods that you can eat that helps to kind of enhance your flavor. So we'll say it that way, enhance.
All right. Hey.
All right.
Thanks for that.
That's right. We need to enhance it. Okay, so we're going to play Monique for Peaches and Cream.
Baby, you know what I want you to do? I want you to take this warm peach and put it inside me. Taste it so I can cream.
Peaches and cream.
Oh.
Something sweet and sensual.
Touch me right there.
Sticky love.
that was a sexy song by Monique. I've heard that one time before. That was when Javon played it on the show. I love that song. What you think, Shonda?
I thought that was really nice.
Thought it was very sexy. I don't necessarily agree with her in the beginning. She said, put the peach and the cream inside me. We all know that's not a very healthy thing to do. It's definitely sexy to say and sexy to even think about, but we don't want to put fruit or food of any kind inside of the vagina. If you're using any type of fruit or any type of food down there, make sure you are make sure you're keeping it on the outside externally. Like if you rub it down there, if you spray some whipped cream down there, that's fine. But make sure you're cleaning it up afterward. The problem that happens with most people is they'll do it and now they've got the cream, the whipped cream, the chocolate syrup everywhere. Then they have sex and then they go to sleep in it, and in the morning they wake up with infection or some type of itching or irritation. But if you're going to use any type of foods or fruits or creams down there, make sure you immediately wipe it up, clean it up, make sure you are dry. And that's after the fact. And you may not want to do it because you may have gotten that good love. You feel so good. Now you want to go back to sleep or you want to go to sleep or whatever. But make sure you clean that stuff up before you go to sleep. Take a break. It's okay. The other thing, so we're going through our 8 tips for clean vagina. So the first one was making sure you reduce the amount of times that you are douching. And if you are douching, definitely you are can just buy a personal douche and mix a little vinegar, a little water in there. If you have a bacterial infection and you want to heal it a natural way, another thing you could do is put a little bit of peroxide and water. Mix it together, but make sure it's not that much peroxide and water, and you can dish with that one time, and one time, maybe twice in a week, but definitely one time. But once you do that, a lot of times that helps bring the acidity level back, and which basically will get rid of the bacterial infection. If that doesn't work, of course, you don't see your regular doctor. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I'm just letting y'all know. I'm not a gynecologist, so don't take my word for it. But I have used it, and it has worked for me. So, and I talked to my gynecologist about it. So it worked for me, but always consult your physician before you use any natural remedies out there. Even if you hear it from me. So the other thing that one of the other tips is always make sure you are maintaining a healthy diet. A lot of people, you know, we talk about the cranberry juice. Cranberries are really good for vaginal health. It helps prevent urine infections, UTIs, and it also helps keep the acidity level balanced in your vagina. The cranberries do. So a good mix of cranberry juice, and if you're drinking cranberry juice, make sure it's all natural, 100% cranberry juice, no sugar added, and none of the other stuff that comes with, you know, products that aren't natural. And yogurt. Yogurt helps to prevent yeast infection. And then a lot of times, if you feel like you're experiencing some form of dryness, you can try some soy products. Soy protein can help you with lubricating your vagina, help increase lubrication down there if you're experiencing any type of dryness.
You know, douching too much increases dryness too.
Yes, it does. That increases dryness, too. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Practicing safe sex. Now, even if you are a lesbian and you're using dildos, make sure you use a condom on those dildos because that is still man-made material. And some of those things hold infections, bacterial.
Yeah.
germs, yeah, and bacteria. It holds it in it. So if you're not proper, if they're not being properly clean, and a lot of times you don't know unless you have your own dildo that you take, you have your partner use, and you keep a hold of that and you clean it yourself. A lot of times you don't know. So making sure a condom is being used on that, because it will aid in infection. I can't answer that. Also, we already know that condoms prevent all types of STDs. So that's just period. Just use a condom. Any thoughts, Shonda, before I go on?
No, sounds like some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely always use condoms.
Right.
For even better sex, because you can relax and you're not all tensed up and worried about things.
Right. For even better sex. And I'll also tell women, too, if you have a man who is not interested in using a condom, there are female condoms out there, and you can always use a female condom, too. But the thing is to protect yourself. I don't care what type of pleasure he needs. Protect yourself above any and everything. Period. And we're going to have the STD talk, too, ladies, very soon. That's going to be an entire show on us taking more responsibility for our bodies and keeping it protected and not putting it in the hands of a man or another woman to protect us sexually. So we will have a huge discussion on that. Make sure you also receive your... go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah, that definitely needs to be discussed.
Definitely. Make sure you all are receiving your regular vaginal checkup. I know most insurance companies, now they don't do the year. They say that you can get an actual full smear every 3 years. But every year you can still get your PAP, where your I almost forgot how they put it, but basically they just kind of go in and they're just making sure everything is okay, but it's not the entire pap smear where they're checking for all the STDs and they're checking the cervix and they're doing that. It's just a wet prep. That's what they call it. It's a wet prep where they kind of just go in and they're making sure that your pH level is good, that they don't see any signs of STD or any signs of an infection, but they don't do the full STD check, the full cervix check and uterus check and all of that. They do that now every 3 years, but they will do the wet prep every year, which is free for most insurance companies because it's preventative health. So make sure you are going out there and having that annual woman exam each year to make sure your vagina is looking good and it's clean and it's healthy. And this goes for the women out there, the more masculine women out there in the lesbian community too. Just because you identify more with the male side of this universe does not mean that you should not check your vagina regularly. It still can become infected. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yes, that's definitely a group. I think it's not pleasant, really, for any woman to go to the gynecologist. I know that's one of the things that everyone hates. But definitely more aggressive, identified women need to find someone that they feel safe enough with to do this, because a lot of things can be prevented. And there are a lot of things that can go on with the female body, with your ovaries and things like that, ovarian cancer. What was the other thing? The
HPV.
Things like that. If you detect things earlier, that's always better. But it's just like anything else. You have to keep your body maintained, just like anything else. So.
Yeah, and your body is important. Our vaginas, we need our vaginas. We need our ovaries. We need every part of us. Even if we don't want to have kids, we still need it, because these things were placed in us to make sure our body is running smoothly, even if we're not having children with that part down there. So we definitely want to make sure we are treating. If you feel like you have a sign of an infection, sometimes, you know, I have worked in the medical field where people will call in and they will say to me, you know, oh, yeah, I've been having this odor for about a month now. I've been having this itch for a month now. That is a long, yes, and that's a long time to have an odor or an itch in your vaginal region and not have it checked. You need to make sure as soon as you feel it, as soon as something goes on, go out there and check it. And it's not even to say that it's just a yeast infection or a bacterial infection. It could be herpes. Some people don't know the difference between a razor bump and a herpes. A genital bump down there. So if you're experiencing itching or bumps or anything, don't put it off. Don't wait. A lot of STDs can cause, it can prevent pregnancy if it's left untreated. So we have to make sure that we go out there and we do what we have to do when it comes to keeping that vagina clean, taking care of ourselves so we're not putting ourselves at an even bigger risk or putting someone else at a bigger risk of obtaining something from us because we just didn't go out there and get it checked.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we did speak a little bit about dryness. A lot of times, you know, we have some women that out there and talked about it earlier, the ushy gushy or the women who are out there and they become very lubricated. They're really, really wet and the penis or the finger can slide in easily. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But many people don't have very lubricated vaginas. So if you know that your vagina is not lubricated enough, use some natural form of lubrication, and I'll find some and post some stuff up there. But we definitely do not want to use petroleum jelly or oil-based lubricants because those things actually can cause friction to the condoms and cause them to break. And it can also cause irritation. But if we're not lubricated enough, first off, the vagina is very delicate on the inside. So blood vessels are breaking constantly from the friction of, you know, penile or digital penetration. So if it's breaking, that gives us more of a chance of acquiring some type of infection. So if we're lubricated enough, a lot of that breaking and that friction will not happen as much, and it reduces the risk of infection. So just make sure you're using a good lubrication. The other thing, too, is to a lot of people, and I've had a few folks tell me that they use panty liners on a daily basis. Nothing wrong with panty liners on a daily basis.
Okay.
Panty liners is nothing wrong with them in the grand scheme of things. But the issue that can happen with panty liners is panty liners, they hold moisture. If you're holding moisture and it's up against your vagina, then you are at a risk of becoming infected, especially if you're using these panty liners and you're going to work out. And you have this panty liner in there, and now you're working out and you're breeding, you're creating a breeding ground for infections, a bacteria to breed and grow. So just be careful of how often you're using panty liners and when you're using the panty liners. Some women will wear a tampon and they know they're not even on their cycle, but they're using it because they don't want to have the fluid, you know, the secretions to come out. But we all naturally have secretions. And it doesn't mean you have...
How much is coming out that they would need a tampon? Is this something that's normal? a normal amount they don't want to come out? Can you kind of elaborate on that?
So what I mean by that, because sometimes we have, you know, a lot of women have vaginal fluid, and some people aren't comfortable with those vaginal fluids. So in order to remain dry, they will use a tampon, or they're using the panty liner to remain dry throughout the day. It's not healthy to use a tampon if you're not on your cycle. And then if you are on your cycle and you're using tampons and you're using pads, make sure you're changing those things. You know, they say don't keep a tampon in no more than 8 hours. I say no more 3 to 5 hours if you're going to keep it in there. If you're really heavy, no more than 2 hours. That's just what I say in order to keep your vaginal health down there. So don't use tampons without, unless you're on your cycle. Go ahead, Sean.
I've known women to use two at a time, and I think
two what at a time?
Two tampons.
Well, some people, I think, uses them. Do they use them because they feel like it's very, like they're heavy?
Yeah, she explained that she had a really heavy cycle, and I was thinking, well, it has to be a very big. I mean, why do you feel like you have to have, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I don't think that's theory. No, it wasn't somebody, it wasn't an intimate, you know, kind of thing. It was more of a friend who was just discussing it. So, no, I didn't get in depth as to why, but I just immediately thought of the danger of two.
Yeah. Two tampons is a bit much. First off, all of that blood is being held there, and that's why they say it can cause toxic shock syndrome, because the blood is still kind of being held there in your vaginal wall. So, yeah, I don't know why she was using two tampons at a time. I've never heard of that before, but it doesn't sound healthy.
Yeah, it's not.
I would definitely make sure I talk to my gynecologist, because I've talked to my gynecologist before I did the show, just to make sure I'm not giving out stuff that are just my, you know, my personal opinion, but I'm actually giving out things that are really true and things that that can benefit us in the long run.
Right.
Yeah. And what was the other thing? Oh yeah, wiping front to back. I still know some people that write back to front, and it's just not a good thing, because we have a lot of bacteria that comes from our urine, so we just want to just wipe it to the back, or from our, when we do number two.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to be careful of how we're wiping and keeping ourselves clean down there. So, any thoughts, Shonda?
I'm still going to go, and I guess it's just a personal preference. I'm going to go with keeping the bush trimmed. I don't advocate shaving it completely. I don't mean shave all the hair off. I don't think that's really necessary. That's more of a preference, but keeping it trimmed, I think that cuts down on odor. I mean, it's hot. It's a really small, tight space that's boxed in. And I think it can stay cleaner and healthier the less hair that you have. I don't think you should have enough to braid. And if it's enough to braid, it's just, in my opinion, it's too much. So I'm thinking that's one of the top maintenance tools for me, one of those cosmetic things, I'll put it like that.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, that, you know, there was a good point that Natural made about, you know, a lot of the things that we have on our bodies, they were there during a certain period of,
yeah.
Right, for protection during a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were a lot hairier than we were, than we are now back in the prehistoric day because of the environment. So there are different things that are on us. But I do think that, you know, a certain level of hair can be a protective factor. But I also can see that it can also hold a lot of bacteria as well down there. So it is kind of good to just at least shave it up a little bit or wax it a little bit. Somebody asked me earlier, what is it better to wax or shave? In my opinion, I think that I prefer just shaving because I'm not trying to get it all the way off. But if somebody wants to wax, I think that's fine, but they want to make sure the products that are being used and the person that is doing it, and if you're waxing, it should always have a piece of your, you know, part of you that tested before you wax completely. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's not going to cause any type of skin irritation.
And don't ever use hair remover, ever. I did that one time. And I almost died. I wanted them to cut the entire bottom half of me off. It was the most horrible experience ever. I left it on there too long. And it just burned and burned. It burned even after the product. You know the one I'm talking about, the Nair.
If you're going to use some type of wax, you know, or a product like that, make sure you're doing it in a professional environment. I think people who go and have their, you know, vaginas waxed or their anus waxed, all that, that's fine if it's professionally done and you know this person knows what they're doing. A lot of times we don't know what we're doing.
Right. Don't try it at home.
Yeah, don't try it at home. The first time I wore a tampon, and I don't know, I was 13 years old, my mama told me, I do not want you wearing tampons. I want you to stick with pads until you learn how to put those things in there. I went to school being fast. Some girl, she had a tampon, and I said, well, I want a tampon. I got this tampon. I caught myself going to the bathroom, putting this thing in. Do you know I put the entire tampon in? Even with the, what is it, the, what do you call
the
that
box
piece?
And everything.
The
yeah,
whole thing that came with
everything.
It. Yes, right. Honey, I didn't know what I was doing. And it hurt.
Oh, my God, I can imagine.
I learned a very, very, very big lesson from that. So before we move on to a next song, and before we move on to shaving, shaving tips, I have two callers, so I want to bring them on. The first one is 8198.
Okay.
Hello, 8198.
Hey there. I can wait until the other caller comments since I commented earlier. I love both of y'all, but I differ with some things that were said, but love both of y'all. You know I do. But the other caller, let the other caller go, and then I'll come since I already talked my head off. Okay.
You know what?
I'm here, though.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 3227.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call. Question. It's kind of a two-part question. I believe every woman pretty much has her own scent just naturally. So outside of anything being wrong medically or, you know, with sanitation or anything, how do you propose that a person, let's say, have a talk with their partner? What would you suggest? Let's just say, so for example, I have a friend who they date women and they prefer a natural scent, okay? They prefer that when they're, you know, enjoying them or whatever. I, on the other hand, I'm probably at the other end of the spectrum. Like, I probably almost prefer a soapy scent, okay? So if I dated someone like my friend dated, I might have a problem, right? So in the past, those conversations have not gone very well. So I usually end up with two choices. One, accept it, or have a conversation and hope that it kind of works out, like we can find a middle ground, right? What do you suggest if you meet a new person, you really like them or you fall in love with them, but you're not crazy about their scent, that you just accept it? Or do you suggest having a conversation? And if you do, how would you have that conversation so that it doesn't, you know, offend or anything like that?
Wow.
I think that it is a great, I think that people have to feel comfortable talking about your, about our vaginal concerns, whether it is good or bad. And it doesn't have to be a bad conversation to have. So I thank you for first off bringing it up. To me, I think that you should sit the person down and you let them know, you know, babe, you already know that the person is clean, right? That there's no STD, no bacteria infection, no yeast infection. You already know this. That's what you're proposing.
Yes.
You just don't think you'd like consent. So one girl posted in the group that she would use different types of, I think she said sprays. I don't even know if she's on the phone. Oh, she said she would use different types of edible lubricants to mask the taste and to mask the scent. And she says she does that because she doesn't want the person to feel uncomfortable because she feels like it's more her concern than the other person's concern. And I thought that's a good way to address the issue. It's like, okay, you know, we use lubrication anyway, and there are some great natural lubricants out there that smell really good or taste really good that are flavored a certain or, you know, has a flavor to it. So you can use those types of things. If you want to talk to her about it, I would say sit down and have the conversation and be forward and open and honest. I always promote authenticity, no matter what it is. And it's sitting her down and saying to her, you know, baby, I really enjoy making love to you. I enjoy tasting you. It's just sometimes I don't know if I necessarily like the taste or the smell. And do you feel like there's something that we can do that can make it better for us? And it's going to be up to that person to take it in the love and way that you gave it to her or not.
That's a hard conversation to have.
Yeah.
That's a really hard conversation to have. I'm kind of like the caller. I don't mind a natural body odor. I'm kind of confused that everybody calls it a natural body odor. That can be either pleasant or offensive. So I don't know if they mean like a all day without a bath odor. Is that natural or what? But I prefer for them to start out smelling like soap, and then I make it smell a different way. You know, as she gets excited, then it starts to... That's normally when you start getting a real strong scent. So if it starts out that way, you know, as soon as you get to it and it's all, I don't know how to have that. I'm not sure if I would be bold enough to have that conversation. I'm virtually no help on this topic. Because I don't know how to be tactful in that. That would, that's kind of embarrassing to have to say to somebody. And I don't know if I could be the one to say that tactfully.
And then sometimes, but I think just like the young lady that posted in the group, she says she doesn't necessarily tell them. She's just doing things that she knows that are going to feel more comfortable for her, and that is using the flavor-based lubricant to help improve the taste. But it may not have to even be a conversation that you actually have in regards to how she smells. It could be a conversation of, or how she tastes. It could be a conversation of, maybe, you know, I want to try this, so I want to try that. And you've already figured out the things that you want to try, and you discuss it with her. And then you take it from there as opposed to saying, this is why I want to try it, because of how you smell and how you taste. So
you know how it smells to put perfume over a bad smell, though?
Yeah, that too.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you can put something on something that already doesn't smell pleasant, and then you got an even worse, and now you got to eat it because you've come up with this bright idea to put this cream on it and make it taste better, and now you're going to throw up. So now what?
We have to be brave enough to have conversations, especially in our sex life. We have to just get over that fear of hurting someone, because at the end of the day, we're going to hurt more if we pretend and we're not being authentic.
Right. Absolutely.
Are you still there, caller?
I am, and that was helpful. I guess sometimes what can cause a little bit of a rift in the communication is the, let's say the woman says, well, and I know this isn't always good, but they'll say, well, my ex didn't have a problem with it, you know, or,
right.
you know, and then it's like, no, and especially if you bring up, okay, let's try this lube, and they're like, I don't really want to do that. I want to just be natural. And for another example is I was dating someone that they liked, you know, to have oral sex in the morning, okay? And again, I like fresh out of the shower kind of, you know. I'm more on the fresh out of the shower, and if we've been sleeping any amount of time, that isn't so fresh out of the shower, okay? But they would say to me, oh, well, that's just, you know, it makes my day go well. That's how I like to start off. And my ex didn't have a problem with it every morning, and I didn't have to get up and take a shower. And I'm like, how are we going to deal with this? Go ahead.
Well, I think that is very, I think that we do tend to hear a lot about, well, my ex didn't, but your ex, you know, that person's ex have preferences, different preferences than what you have at the moment. So that is a conversation in itself. And that's to say, you know what, you're right, your ex may not have had a problem with it, but this is me. My preferences are different from your ex. I don't like the same things that your ex do. I don't do the same thing. I don't enjoy the same type of lovemaking. So you have to take the time to learn me as your new partner,
right,
and what it is that I like and what I want to do and how I like to be pleased. And that is just not one of those things. I don't enjoy oral sex in the morning. And if you want it in the morning, I don't mind giving it to you. However, I would like for you to take a shower first. Let's compromise. We could both have what we want.
I'm sorry, Mika.
No, I was just saying we can both have what we want through compromise. So go ahead.
The no shower people, I think I've encountered that, exactly what she means, and they can make you feel so horrible for wanting to take a shower. So that becomes uncomfortable because now she's battling with, okay, maybe everybody else did it, and why don't you want to touch me, and we're just laying in the bed, and that kind of thing. So you really do have to be forceful in a tactful way to let her know that, yeah, I want to do it. I want to make love to you, but I also want that compromise, like Mika said.
Mm-hmm. Compromise, that's what a relationship is about anyway. It's about being able to compromise with each other because you're both two different people. You both have two different needs, but you're trying to come together and meet in the middle, and you're compromising sexually, you're compromising emotionally, mentally, physically. You're compromising. And if that person is willing to give you what you need, then you may have to reevaluate it. The other thing when it comes to those conversations, these uncomfortable conversations about sex and about smells, you must know your partner. And if you don't know your partner well enough to have these conversations, that is, you may not need to be having sex with them.
Right.
And you should be able to have these conversations. That goes back to what I was getting ready to say about, do you even talk to your partner about what you're feeling down below? That you feel it, sure, that you feel, you feel like you're smelling different. Are those things that you even bring up to your partner? And I think that if this is your partner for life or someone that you're really sexually engaged with, you should both be able to have those conversations with each other and feel comfortable enough sharing it, because you should know each other enough to talk about those.
I agree.
Is that a caller?
Well, thank you. That's all I had.
Oh, that's all you had? Well, thank you.
Thank
I really
calling.
Appreciate it. And listening. We appreciate that. We have another caller too. 3563.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, it's your friend D, gorgeous one. How you doing?
Hey, we're great. How are you?
I'm good. I was actually typing what I was gonna say. I'm gonna just top it all off. I mean, you know me, I'm gonna keep it real.
Yes, we know.
A lot of people, what they do wrong is when you're interested in someone, my thing is if I'm interested in you, I'm going to have these conversations because mm-hmm. I want to know about your hygiene, the last time you've been to the doctors, you know, your status, everything. I mean, if we hook up and it becomes an intimate thing, I'm going to do the finger test. I'm going to let my finger do the walking before my tongue do the tasting.
Oh.
I mean, because if I put my finger in there and it don't smell right, ain't nothing up. I mean, my sister, she's gay, and she told me when I was like 14, if it don't
mm-hmm.
smell like chicken, leave it alone. Nothing to smell like fish or anything worse than that. You know,
did she say
and,
chicken?
Yeah, it got to smell like chicken. Oh. Tastes like chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
<Okay.
laughs>
But it's like some people will actually get off on odors. Me, no. And my pet peeve is hair. I hate hair. I don't care if it's leg hair, underarm hair, coochie hair. It's not happening. If you're hairy, that's a turn off. I don't care how beautiful you are, how fine you built. No. No. I mean, that's one
okay.
thing with me. You must shave. I don't do fades. I mean, a fade is okay, a real low fade. But the old mohawk and the bush and no, because I don't like to find my way to anything, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's just you. I mean, and it's like I understand people sweat and all of this, that, and the other. That's
yeah.
fine, but okay, get in the shower. You know you're sweaty. I shouldn't smell you before you smell yourself. Because if I do, then something's wrong with you.
Right.
You know. And then you meet all these lesbians, and they come up. Well, I don't go to the gynae because I've never been with a man. Baby, wake up. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, being with a man to go to the gynae to keep your stuff in check, you know, because that's what I call poo hell motherfucking, oh, I'm sorry, poo hell no-no. It's not poo nonny, it's poo hell no. Don't want none. Get away from me, you know. But it's like a lot of people just, I don't know. I mean, I have fetishes and all this, that, and the other, so it's like whomever I get with, they got to be up to par. Odor, status, everything. I mean,
okay.
It's too much going on, you know. And just like the one lady said, like in the morning, I got to go against you on that. Because if we do things in the night and then wake up in the morning, I'm at my peak again. So, therefore, you may not get time to get in the shower because I'm at you. But I understand what you're talking about, you know, secretion and the sweating and all that in the middle of the night and then waking up and you want the smell.
Mm-hmm.
You want to smell that Dove soap or the Caress or whatever. I understand that. Trust me, I do. You know, and then
Yeah, you all glued together in the morning.
Okay, stop.
I'm just trying to paint the picture for you. Cause, but it's okay. You know?
I mean, but it's like, in order for me to have sex with you that night and then wake up in the morning and want me to taste you again, we have to be in a committed relationship or even just something long-term dating. That's it. As far
mm-hmm.
as somebody, you know, I met and we just kicking it, no. No, that's not going to happen, you know. But somebody, you know, you understand and you could trust and, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't really see a problem with that, you know. And then, I had one friend that, never mind, I'm not going to get into it because it's nasty, so never mind.
Yeah, we'll wait. Yeah, we can't get into too many nasty things now. Okay.
No, the only thing I was going to say is that, I also agree with the lady, you know, who said about, you know, the getting up in the morning and wanting to do things too. The average person, like in the middle of the night after sex, they got to go to the bathroom. Don't nobody want to wake up in the morning and get some and you getting toilet paper residue on your tongue. That's nasty.
Mm. That's why I think that somebody wrote in the group, and I thought it was a great idea. And then not even that, but she also wrote in there, keeping the wet wipes near you, or even when you go to the bathroom, instead of using tissue, use the Cottonelle, like the wet, I don't even know what they call
wet
those
wipes.
Things. Yeah, the wet wipe.
Yeah, wet
tissue.
Ones, yeah.
Yeah, use the wet ones to wipe instead of regular tissue, or just cleanse up real quick. It's okay to go to the bathroom in the morning, tinkle, and then just take a quick whole bath. That's what they call them. You wipe under your arms, wipe your vagina, you wipe your booty, and you wipe around your neck. Oh, and under your breast, and you're good to go.
But that's another reason for looking at it, too. If you looked at it, you would see the cotton or the tissue or whatever. So I think it goes back to what I still stand by what I say, which is before you serve that up to somebody else, you need to look at it and see what you're serving, and then you won't have that problem.
Well, we all take taste tests when we eat our food. So, you know, before we serve it to someone, you might as well take a test. Taste test on yourself. Okay. So, thank you, the gorgeous one, for calling in. You know, I always enjoy your candor.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All righty.
Okay. So, did I already talk to 8198? I don't even remember. But the next thing that I wanted to say was to the young lady that also called in and talked about having a conversation of tasting, somebody else put a reminder for me in the group. Thank you. I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but she wrote it in the group, and she said, you know, feed her pineapples. And it just got me to thinking about this. That sometimes we may have an odor or a taste or a smell down below only because it's the things that we choose to eat. So if we have a very high diet in, let's say, like onion, garlic, asparagus gives off a very, very, very distinct odor from your urine and from your bowel. So, and it stays down there for a few days. So certain foods will give an odor down below. So maybe just talking to the young lady also about the food that she's eating and maybe suggesting something differently around the time you're preparing to have sex, because you can have like pineapples, grapes, strawberries, different, like maybe cut out the onion, the garlic, and all that a few days before you're preparing to have sex, so that you would not have that smell down there, because certain foods, again, will increase odors down below.
Right.
So, as well as flavors, too. There is, who is 8198? Because I want to make sure I bring them on before we go. Okay, no, that's someone else. Okay. I'll bring her back on in one second. The other thing I wanted to say, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come with the last caller that's holding for us, and then we will start wrapping the show up for the evening. But it's so many more things that I want to talk about that I didn't get to talk about tonight. So I will probably do a part two to the show. And I may just kind of incorporate it in the show that I'm going to do on safe sex and STDs. So we'll just kind of incorporate some of these things, other things that I didn't get to tonight, into that particular show. Keep in mind that you all are listening to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And you know, we have Shonda Ray as the co-host. This is every Monday night, 10 p.m. I also do Intimate Realness with Rainier every second Monday at 10 p.m. And then we have Brunch in the Basement with Javon on Saturdays from 11 to 1. And I have a spot on there as well as What's Going On with Nathan James. And then on Sunday, she does Sunday Evening Shout from 6:30 to 8:30. And so those are the shows that we have here. Also, I did put out that I know a few of you all have responded to me, so I really appreciate it. I was saying that I was looking for another guest host, and it doesn't mean that you have to be here every Monday night, but if you find a topic that I'm speaking on and it really just piques your interest and you have a lot to say about it, because a lot of times I can't keep you on too long, when you're calling, you press 1. But if you feel like you have more to say to me and more to share to the world than just a quick press on 1 and talking, then I would love to have you on to co-host with us and share your thoughts. And you just let me know. You can email me at MikaRay@MikaRay.com, and I will post it in the invite tonight. And, of course, you can follow Shonda on ShondaRayPhotography.com. Is that it? No, it's rustudio.com. And it's ShondaRayPhotography.com? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they can follow you there. And all the pictures that you all see of me on Facebook, of course, they have been done by Shonda Ray. So you see what a difference a great photographer can make. So I want to play... Actually, instead of playing a song, I'll play this on our way out. I'm going to bring in these last two callers, and then we'll play our song before we go. I have 4104. After 4104, I'll bring on 8198. 4101. I'm sorry, 4101. You're on.
Hey, hello. How are you guys?
Great. Yeah. How are you?
Sure. I'm good. Thank you. This is my first time I'm tuning in. Really enjoyed it. I just have a couple of things to say. Like, for example, someone that was recently on, she was talking about the morning sex and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like morning sex, and I feel like with regards to your partner, it's about compromise. You can say, listen, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and it's up to them to want to make you happy or comfortable. It takes nothing to go in the bathroom and clean it up real quick right before, you know, in the morning, because you got to get up and use the bathroom when you wake up in the morning anyway. So I just wanted to add that. And as far as the my ex thing, you know, it's like I don't care what your ex liked or what she didn't like. And that doesn't make for a good relationship when you're telling me how your ex liked it. So that's something to think about as well.
Go ahead. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if we're in a relationship now, I don't care about your ex. And that's just, you know, for right from the start, that's just disrespectful. So, you know, that's something else to look at. And I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your show. And thanks for inviting me.
Well,
this is Mo, by the way.
Oh, hey, Mo.
Yeah.
Yay! So you did end up listening. Thank you.
I did, you know. And it was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting. I must admit.
Continue to tune in. I have a lot of different topics this year, and I really appreciate you calling in, listening, as well as contributing to the topic tonight. It makes a difference to me. It really does, to know that people are supporting me and what I'm trying to do. So I appreciate it so much.
Great. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Thank you. Well, stick around. We have about 10 more minutes left, and then we will be on.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hello, 8198.
Hey, Mika, this is Natural again. Hey. Just wanted to say, hey, sweetie, just wanted to say one quick thing. And love you, Shonda. Just gotta say what I gotta say. Personal preferences, because people listening, you know, I heard a young lady say that, you know, everything had to be shaved away, and, you know, we all have our preferences. What I'm trying to have people understand from me, because I'm certainly not a host or a co-host, is that, like I said earlier, hair is placed on our bodies for a reason. A lot of things that we wear, even if it's cotton underwear, that cotton has been processed with chemicals. In the industrial age, you know, they process a lot of things with urine. Not that they're doing that now, but I'm just saying that a lot of things are processed. So that hair is there to protect us. If someone has a forest there, certainly, you know, they should be bathing. They should be cleaning that area. And if you have to pattern your way through that, you know, that might not be your choice or your preference, but it might be a conversation you can have. Getting forward to the conversations, like another caller said, if you're not able to have a conversation with whom you're having a level of intimacy, like sex or lovemaking, whatever you want to call it, you might want to back away and find a way to have a conversation in order to have peace. Certainly tampons were made, you know, some tampons make you bleed heavier, and that's just capitalism in order to sell more. However, if you're going to wear tampons because we all like to be dry and feel fresh, certainly take that tampon out at nighttime to give your body a break. Because think about it, just like Mika said, if you're going to wear a tampon, wear it 2-3 hours and take it out, or if it's going to be longer. But think about this. If you put a tampon in at 2 o'clock, take it out at 2 and 4 o'clock, and put one right back in, the fresh one doesn't eliminate the fact that you're still being blocked up with something. So give your body a break when you're sleeping, whenever that is, and take the tampon out. Wear a pad. Put something on the mattress and give your body that natural time to just flow. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say, you know, to end the show, really.
Okay.
And
well,
compromise too. Compromise what you said, Mika. Compromising. It's important to compromise. If someone doesn't want to do what they're going to do with shaving or with speaking about a scent, compromise somehow and find a way to have that conversation, because it's important. It's important to talk. It's important to listen. Somebody that teaches learns twice. So that's my comment. Love y'all both. Love y'all both for real.
Well, love
thanks
you
for
we
calling.
Appreciate
I think that those are very great points. I also just want to say that you also have to make sure that you're compatible with the person that you are potentially having sex with or are having sex with. And
yes.
I think those are great points. If you don't want to shave, that's great. But it's not a bad idea to find someone else who doesn't want to shave as well. And then
yes.
You don't have to. I don't think it's great, a good thing to force anything. You can have all the conversations you want to have, but you may end up changing something about someone that's just temporary, just to please
sure.
you for a minute, and then they think that they can eventually get you to start shaving. If you like
yeah.
hairy underarms, armpits, legs, whatever it is, you know, that's fine. But, you know, find someone that's compatible, then you don't have to change.
That's mm-hmm. true. I like it all clean, but I do know people that, you know, that just aren't that way, or they don't have healthy practices behind the shaving. And
mm-hmm.
and it causes health problems. But, you know, my personal
yeah.
preference is like most people, because I'm a product of this society, and it's somewhat unfortunate. However, it is what it is. But if you're going to, like you said, find someone that's compatible to what you like also.
Right. So I think you made some great points, and you're right. We have to make sure that if we are going to be sexual with anybody, that that person is someone that is compatible to us, and that we're not engaging in sex with people that aren't compatible with us. I mean, that's really just elementary. But I do agree with both of your points, and I thank you all for sharing. I really appreciate you for staying on and listening and waiting to share some more with us. Because you have a valid point, and I love your perspective. So we're going to end this with playing Kelly's Milkshake. So we will play that, because if you have a clean kitty, your milkshake will bring the puppies to the yard. Y'all know I'm goofy. So anyway, I really appreciate everyone for listening tonight. I will be posting the replay in the invite and on my page. And just stay clean and fresh and healthy. And if you have questions, I am here to help you through it, okay? So you all have a great night. We appreciate you for joining us. I love you all for your support, and I look forward to hearing from everyone next Monday at 10 p.m. So here is Kelly. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Lisa. Good night, Shonda.
Good night.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
You want it, the thing that makes me what the guys go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I want. I think it's time.
La, 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 la.
Smart.
La, 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 la.